Dean, hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
What is Paramus?
Paramus is the town I was born in, which is deep in the bosom of suburbia in New Jersey. It's a suburb of New York.
All right, okay, that's that cleared up. Before I talk to you about the music, you've been involved in all kinds of other things, advancing synthesizers, drum machines, video games, and everything else. You know, is that a big part of what you do or what you have done?
Well, you know, I was sort of like exploring and investigating, and there's always some musical component to all those things. And you know, for me, it's sort of like sitting down at a piano and fiddling around with the notes and improvising. It's just as fun to sit down with a paint program or a video game, you know, design application, and you know, instead of moving notes around, I'm moving pictures and images. And
yeah, were you hedging your bets because you had your own pop career? But I mean, going into video and, you know, video games in the '80s was, I mean, whoa, that's the thing to do. I mean, we know now. You know.
Well, I did a game called Eat a Bug, where kids jumped around inside a video game eating bugs, and it was something that was featured on television and children's museums all over the world. I had a lot of fun doing it, but as I say, there was always some musical component to it, because I also wrote the music for the games, and never stopped being a songwriter, never stopped making music.
Yeah, well, thankfully, you're on tour again.
Indeed.
You must love it.
Well, you know what? I love the gigs. I can't say that I love the touring, the actual getting from place to place. But once I'm at the venue, they're always very enthusiastic, appreciative audiences. And that's the fun part. That's why I do it.
But people have a great affection for your songs. It's not just like, you know, I mean, from my own experience and when we play them on various shows, there's always someone has, oh, I love that. It reminds me of. And they're not just, I don't know, throwaway hits that, oh, yeah, that was so-and-so, had a top 40 hit and then went away. But there's a great, a real affection for the likes of Lucky Stars.
Well, you know what? I think of myself as someone who writes short stories set to music. So there's a story song component to it, and I think people relate to those songs.
Yeah, they certainly do. We played Ariel there, and there's all kinds of, I mean, there's Lydia, there's all kinds of stuff. Have you caught other acts covering your songs?
A few have over the years, it's always a treat to hear some other interpretation of a song that I wrote, because they, at first glance, seem very kind of personal and idiosyncratic, but anytime someone covers it, they really do make it their own.
Yeah, it's a big tip of the hat. It's a big, you know, compliment.
Well, I remember I have a song called McDonald's Girl, and it was officially banned by the BBC. But then an unknown band out of Canada called Bare Naked Ladies did a cover version of it, and it was their first hit in Canada.
All right, because they're crazy. Those guys are really good.
Yeah, no, so it was nice hearing that and their different version of it. And so, as I say, it's always a treat to hear some new interpretation of a song that I wrote.
I did interview you, I think it was about 15 years ago, and you came into the studio and you had your kids with you. Are the family on tour again?
Well, they're back in the States this visit, but it was great fun when the kids were little to bring them all over the place. And they were more portable then, and now they
they were more portable. Yes, that's a good way of describing it.
But they keep making music as well.
Oh, good stuff. No, because I remember at the time a producer coming in saying Dean Friedman's here, and he's got his family with him. You know, the kids were in with toys and stuff, and it was great. You know, it was like a family holiday where you were doing gigs at night, kind of thing. You know.
Well, you know what? It was nice keeping everybody together, and you know, both my kids, Hannah and Sam, grew up in a house filled with music and animals. As my wife Allison's a zoologist.
Yeah.
And so now they're adults and working jobs of their own, and they also have a house filled with music and animals.
Oh, well, good. You've done something right then. Listen, you know you're playing on the side of an old jail tomorrow night.
I do indeed. I'm going to be at the Crumlin Road Jail tomorrow. Friday the 16th at 8 p.m. and there's still tickets, and looking forward to it. First time I've played in a jail, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, it should be. I mean, it's a historic landmark over here, and it's also supposed to be haunted, so just watch yourself in the dressing room. You know?
I will indeed.
Yeah. But it's going to be good. Is it you on the piano? Do you have a band, or what way do you do it?
I'll be on keyboards and guitar,
yeah.
Jumping back and forth between each and singing my song.
Brilliant. Loads of people have been in touch looking forward to that. But Dean, thanks for taking the time to speak to us, and good luck with the gig, okay?
Well, thanks for having me on. And just to let your listeners know, you can get tickets to the gig at the Crumlin Road Jail or through my website, which is deanfriedman.com.
Okay, deanfriedman.com. Dean, thank you, sir. Cheers now.
All the best. Take care.